Massive shakeup, Saturday Night Live sheds performers. Writers after 50th season, fans revolt, just cancel SNL. By Warner Todd Houston on August 30, 2025. Fans are becoming increasingly angry as long-running NBC late-night comedy show Saturday Night Live continues to fire cast members and writers at an alarming rate ahead of its 51st season. The latest exit has shocked many SNL viewers after it was revealed that Heidi Gardner, a veteran of 8 seasons, has been let go. Gardner's firing was revealed only a few days after 3-season veteran Devin Walker revealed he wouldn't be returning for season 51. Walker said that he did not see eye to eye with the show's producers. Walker also claimed that the set was toxic as hell to work on. Michael Longfellow was another cast member to reveal he is headed for the exits after 3 seasons on the show. Will not be returning for a 4th season at SNL. Wish I was, but so it goes, he told his followers. Right after Walker's announcement, Emil Joachim told his followers that a gut-punch phone call left him on the unemployment line after a single season on the late-night sketch comedy series. These on-air players are not the only ones taking their last bow. It appears that 2 major series writers are also leaving the show. Writer Celeste Yim told followers that she is leaving the show after 5 years, and said it was a job that literally made all of my dreams come true, but it was also grueling. Yim was joined by Rosebud Baker, who is in her 3rd year in the writer's room. In an interview with Puck News, showrunner Lorne Michaels teased a shakeup after the show's much-hyped 50th anniversary celebration, only confirming that James Austin Johnson, who does SNL's impersonation of President Donald Trump, would be returning. It's a perilous time for late-night comedy, with CBS not only dropping its flagship host Stephen Colbert but canceling The Late Show entirely, thanks to a years-long revenue deficit that reportedly exceeded $1 million. Broadcast television in general is losing its audience and can no longer demand the same rates from advertisers. So a drastically reduced budget is likely the biggest reason for SNL's ongoing shakeup. As this parade of unemployed SNLers grows, some fans are calling for the show to just hang it all up, The Daily Beast reported. So we can just cancel SNL now, right? Strawberry in Love, at Honey Bun Wife, August 28, 2025. I think we should cancel SNL at this point, like what's even the point since we're getting rid of so much talent already picked. Twitter.com/FJK0Rytalk. Nicole, at Stone Love Bot, August 28, 2025. I'd just cancel SNL ATPISTG if anyone else important leaves. Cam, at Weebling 17. August 28, 2025. Now Lee Michael Longfellow is not coming back to SNL, cancel the whole show now. Jess, at her underscore girl Jess, August 28, 2025. I love SNL and have a lot of nostalgia associated with it, but if they're going to continuously axe their refreshing and talented newcomers without clear reasoning as to why at this rate, either put someone else in the big chair or call it quits. Like, this is just painful to watch. Lex, at Forehead Shark, August 28, 2025. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.